With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the United States says the ceasefire in Gaza could benefit Hamas terrorists. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The U.S. welcomes the temporary truce, which has allowed the release of hostages and the delivery of more humanitarian aid to Gaza. But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there's a real risk that Hamas will benefit from a longer pause in fighting to rest and resupply its fighters.
This is a calculated risk that Prime Minister Netanyahu and his war cabinet are willing to take in order to get those hostages out. So it's a balance.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel knows how the world is reacting to its war against Hamas.
The mindset that created the Holocaust, that Jews are not just hated, but they're dehumanized, and that a genocide against the Jewish people can be turned to Jews are guilty of genocide. And it's that world that enables, you know, the massacre of millions of people.
Oren tells the Salem Radio Network that the mood in Israel is one of grim determination. Retired Navy Admiral James DeFreitas says GOP Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's holds on military promotions is keeping the military from putting its best leaders in key positions.
And, you know, someone who's a former football coach like Coach Tuberville ought to know that. And I hope this will not occur again. Let's put it that way.
Senator Tuberville imposed the holds to pressure the Pentagon to end its policy of helping to pay for abortions for service members. He says he would drop the holds if the Pentagon would submit its policy to a vote by Congress. Admiral Stavridis was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 56 points, the Nasdaq dropped 9, the S&P 500 lower by 8. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse needs help.
The Giant Christian Relief Agency is calling for volunteers to man the processing centers for its annual Operation Christmas Child program. Americans have dropped off millions of shoeboxes full of small gifts and the gospel for kids in poor countries around the globe. Now the boxes must be prepared for delivery. Volunteers can sign up at SamaritansPurse.org to work at centers in Atlanta, Baltimore, Denver, Dallas, and several other places. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians are severely persecuted in China, but they're not the only faith group in the crosshairs. A report by Human Rights Watch says the Chinese government has expanded its campaign of closing mosques to regions other than Xinjiang, where for years it has been blamed for persecuting Muslim minorities. The report says authorities have now closed mosques in two other provinces with large populations of Muslims. This is SRN News. Israel and Hamas have agreed to extend the truce for two more days. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
The fourth plan hostage for prisoner exchange between Israel and the Hamas terrorist organization is in place for Monday evening. At the same time, officials from the United States, Qatar, Egypt, and Israel have been negotiating for two additional days of quiet and possibly additional hostage for prisoner swaps. For Israel, it's a Sophie's choice, knowing the pause in fighting allows Hamas to regroup and improve its overall position before another round of fighting. Making matters worse, at the end of the negotiated exchange, Hamas will still hold a number of hostages, including a 10-month-old baby, effectively tying the Israelis' hands and reducing the options available. The hostages include two women and nine children. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRN News.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.